Ramayan Act 3, Chapter 4. Ravana's Evil Trickery. Scene 1. Ravana's spies give their report. Meanwhile, in Lanka, Ravana received reports from his spies that the monkeys were amassed outside the city. The terrified Sukha told him that Ram's army was inestimable in size and power. Sukha recommended that Ravana immediately return Sita to Ram. But Sukha's suggestion only infuriated Ravana. "I will not give back Sita, even if the entire host of gods now stand outside Lanka. Oh, when will my arrows dart toward Ram like bees toward flowers in the spring? I shall eclipse his army even as the rising sun obscures the stars." Ravana bragged of his power at great length. He had no intention of making peace with Ram. The demon arrogantly asserted that his power was without compare. Why, it would be a one-sided fight. The demon king was nevertheless impressed by the fact that the army had crossed the ocean by building a great bridge. He needed to more carefully assess their power, and so he ordered Sukha and another Rakshasa, Sarana, to enter the enemy ranks. "Disguise yourselves well and ascertain the exact size of their army. Find out who the generals are and who are Ram's counselors. And tell me, who is their commander-in-chief?" Sukha and Sarada then disguised themselves as monkeys and penetrated deep into Ram's army. But they could not find the end of his troops. The monkey forces occupied woods, mountains, rivers, and flatland for as far as the eye could see. Why, it stretched back across the bridge all the way to the opposite shore and still moving toward Lanka. The sound of Ram's army was tumultuous, and so it struck fear into the hearts of the Rakshasas. As the two spies wandered amid Rama's soldiers, Vibhishan detected them. He had them captured and brought before Ram. The monkeys kicked and pummeled them as they were dragged toward Ram, and the Rakshasas were terrified, afraid for their lives. They joined their palms and implored Ram, "Dear sir, we are two spies sent by Ravana to find out everything about your army. Please, spare us." Ram laughed heartily and replied, "You need have no fear for your lives, O night rangers. If you have seen the entire army, then return to Ravana at once. If not, then I shall have Vibhishan show you whatever you wish to see. Then you may deliver the following message to your king." Ram wanted Ravana to be fully informed of the immensity of the forces that now surrounded his city. Perhaps the foolish demon would see sense. Ram asked the spies to tell Ravana to display all his strength. For the next day, Ravana would see his city with its defensive walls and arches, broken down by Ram's arrows. Ram then said that at daybreak, he would let loose his terrible anger upon the Rakshasas. The two spies were released, and they sped back into the city. They went trembling before Ravana and spoke. It seems to us that Ram and Lakshman alone could uproot Lanka with its walls, palaces, and the entire host of Rakshasas. Why, the glory and power of these two brothers is limitless. And they are united with an army of Vanaras who appear frightful and who are bellowing joyfully at the prospect of war. Oh, my lord, abandon your policy of antagonism while there is still time. Return Sita to Ram. Ravana roared angrily. Again, his weak-hearted followers were suggesting something to which he could never agree to. Again, Ravana said that Lanka was impenetrable, even by the denizens of heaven, never mind a few monkeys. The spies were obviously afraid because they had not been able to escape the monkeys and were beaten. But Ravana would never give way to fear under any circumstance. Followed by Sukha and Sarana, Ravana went up to the top of his palace, wanting to see for himself the monkey army. Standing atop his snow-white palace, which was as high as dozens of tall palm trees, Ravana gazed around. Near the walls of the city, he saw an ocean of dark-colored monkeys and bears. Ravana focused his gaze upon the head of the army and asked Sarana the names of the chief monkeys. Sarana replied, "That colossal monkey, who stands facing Lanka and roaring like a furious bull, is Sugriva, their king. The one by his side, who looks and thunders like a dark storm cloud, is Nila, his commander. Near him, the massive monkey, who is pacing about and repeatedly yawning in fury, is Angada, the crown prince. Over there is Hanuman, who single-handedly laid waste to Lanka, as you have already met him. Sarana went on to describe all of the powerful monkey generals, pointing them out one by one. The awe-struck Rakshasa praised the power of Ram's army, which he felt was unassailable. Ravana looked careful at the foremost monkeys. They were all standing firm with their faces toward Lanka. Brandishing thick trees and rocks resembling mountain peaks, they shouted and roared, eager for the battle to commence. Behind them stretched the vast army covering every visible part of the island of Lanka. Ravana saw Ram lift Lakshman, shining together like the sun and moon. And near them, Vibhishan stood, holding his mace, surrounded by his four ministers. The demon king, agitated at heart and indignant, spoke harshly and angrily to his two spies. who stood with their heads bent low. How have you dared to glorify in my presence the enemy forces? No wisdom or good sense exists in either of you. Indeed, the load of ignorance is borne by you both alone. By sheer good luck, I have been able to retain the sovereignty of Lanka with stupid ministers like yourselves. Why, I should have you both put to death at once. My anger is hardly abated, even as I think of all your past services. Get out of here! I do not want to see your faces ever again. Ravana ordered that some other spies be quickly brought. He told them to go to Ram's army and try to ascertain their exact battle plan. They should discover everything about Ram, where he slept, where he ate, what were his habits. Equipped with this knowledge, Ravana would feel confident that he could repulse his enemy. The spies, headed by a demon named Sardula, quickly left in obedience to Ravana's command. Reaching the top of Subala Mountain, they gazed around at the army of the monkeys. The Rakshasas were beside themselves with fear as they scanned Rama's vast forces. As they moved toward the army, again they were discovered by Vibhishan, who was constantly on the lookout for Ravana's emissaries. The monkeys beat the demons severely and dragged them before Ram. But the compassionate prince again ordered their release. The spies then returned hastily to Lanka. Panting and stupefied with terror, they fell before Ravana. The demon king then said to Sardula, "You appear somewhat off color, O mighty Rakshasa. I trust you did not fall into the hands of the enraged enemy." Sardula replied in a faint voice, "O Lord, it is simply not possible to spy upon this army. They are guarded on all sides by monkeys who are like mountains, and they are headed by the invincible Ra. There is no possibility of even asking them a single question. I hardly penetrated their army before I was arrested and brought before Ram. The monkeys paraded me about, having me march back and forth in various unusual gaits. They attacked me with their knees, fists, palms, and teeth, and they threw me before Ram in a most wretched state." Sardula described to Ravana the enormous bridge over the ocean and how it was filled with monkeys and bears still pouring into Lanka. Like the other spies before him, the Rakshasa recommended that Ravana hand back Sita. But the demon king still remained resolute. He would not give up Sita, even if threatened by all the worlds joined together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.